This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The National Council on Teacher Quality says less than 10% of the programs it assessed are doing an excellent job at making future teachers. Their report is out today. A big issue, higher ed institutions are training some of their weakest students to lead in the nation's classrooms. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has details.
The report ranks teacher training programs based on roughly 20 criteria, including whether they're selective enough in their admissions. Kate Walsh is president of the National Council on Teacher Quality. She says the teacher prep programs at 3 out of 4 institutions lack key requirements, like applicants having a minimum grade point average of 3.0 or above average scores on college entrance exams.
This education school is often the easiest program on a campus to get into.
Walsh says mediocre students use education as a fallback major. She wants schools to raise the bar and make teaching a more elite profession. But Peter Cookson with American Institutes for Research says another important way to do that would be to raise teachers' pay.
It's a good salary, but it's not really competitive in the long term.
Cookson says the stakes are high for attracting and retaining good teachers. He says students perform much better with strong instructors. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.